Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
There is a place that you can get to in your life with God. I call it in the zone, okay? Has anybody ever been in the zone? You know, where it's just like everything seems to be going right. Everything's going good. And everything is just moving in a direction that I'm happy with this direction in my life. And, you know, those are the moments that we need to live in as believers. It's called the favor of God. Everybody say favor. Does anybody here know what I'm talking about? Because I talked to my mom. I was riding around with her this week. And she's older, and I was like, you know what, Mom, what is the favor of God? And she really was like, I don't know. I don't know exactly how to explain that. I don't know what it is, really, but I know it's in there. So that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk to you about being in the zone with God, being in the favor of God unlike anything you've ever seen, because you know, when you have God's favor in your life, God is smiling at you. Okay? See, God is smiling at each and every one of us, and I want to know why. This means that he's working things out for your good, for your favor. And how many of you guys know we need that in our lives? I need that in my life. You need that in yours. And where do you find that in Scripture, Pastor? Look over here in Romans 8:28. Says this. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are the called according to his purpose. So you want the favor of God in your life. Here is the key to having the favor of God. You want all things to work together for good. That's called the favor of God. Then you've got to love God. First rule. So if you don't love God, don't expect God to give you any favor. Okay, if you're not loving him, and then if you are called according to his purpose, when you align your purpose in life with God's purpose in life, you will begin to experience this thing of being in the zone called the favor of God. And he will begin to work things out, and he'll begin to press things through, and you'll begin to say, wow, I don't know how that worked, but it worked. And that is because God is giving you favor in your life. Did you know that the word favor actually appears in the Bible 145 times? So I would say that is a topic that God is interested in us knowing and understanding about. You know, I've walked in the favor of God for a long time, and I've seen some crazy things. But you know, as a pastor, sometimes we tell the same stories over and over and over again. You know, I mean, you guys have heard it. You've heard a lot of stories. So I'm like, I need a story on favor that I haven't told before. And I was thinking back, and I got all the way back to when I was a little kid. And I came up with this story. You guys want to hear it? How many of you guys know I love to play pinball? None of you knew that, right? Anybody? All right, a couple of you. Right? Hey, I'll just let you in on it. I love to play pinball. You know that the only pinball machines in Merritt Island are at Buck's Tobacqueria. It's a head shop over on Courtney Parkway. So I go in there and play pinball. And guess what? I run into people. It's like, you guys, like, I'm over there just playing pinball and somebody's walking by. I'm like, hey, what's up? And they're holding a big bong, you know, in their hands. And they're like, hey, Pastor, how's it going? It's for tobacco. And no joke. Okay? But you know what? I go there and I just love on the people there and I think it's great, but I love to play pinball. And, you know, when I was a little kid, back when I would go to play pinball, you know, back in the old days when you would take a piece of scotch tape, a piece of your mom's thread, and a quarter and go to the Zippy Mart and you'd put it in the machine and you'd run up a night. It only went up to 99 games, you know, so you're sitting there like ding, 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 ding. Then you'd pull the string off and play pinball all day long, right? Well, back then, before I knew Jesus, I ran into these people that were there working on the pinball machines. And they were like, oh, you're such a cute kid, you know. We have no idea that you're ripping us off every day with your one quarter for 100 games. And they took a liking to me, you know. They were there working on the machines, and I was just waiting patiently, you know, just to play my pinball. I had my quarter and everything in my pocket, and they popped 20 free games on the pinball machine for me. I was like, that's favor right there. You know, they liked me, even though they didn't know, okay? They might have changed their mind if they had known, but thank God's grace is sufficient. So they give me 20 free games of pinball, and then they tell me, oh, you're so nice. You know, we have our shop. It's right over here, over back behind the Clear Lake Billiards over where I grew up. And they're like, you got to come over and, you know what, we'll show you our shop and you can, you know, play some pinball. We need a tester to come over and test the machines for us. And I was like, cool, right? You know, nowadays you'd be like, yeah, they're going to kidnap me or kill me or something. But back then it was okay, you know, people did those things. And we would come over there, I would go over there, and they would let me play pinball, like, all day long. I was the only kid in my neighborhood that played pinball for free every day. Anytime I wanted, I would go over there, and, you know, sometimes 7 a.m., hey, you guys open yet? You know, they're like, hit the garage button or whatever and just let me in. But, you know, I played pinball all the time. You know, and I know they weren't really testing it. They just liked me. They're just like, he's just a young kid. Let's let him have fun. And I found favor with them as a kid. They just wanted to bless me. I don't even think they knew why. And none of the other kids had that privilege. It was me. So it's kind of like, wow, that is the favor of God on your life. That's what it looks like. You know, I just found favor with people in that situation. But it looks a lot like that. So I want to talk about that a little bit today, because you can't make happen what God has planned for your life on your own. Apart from the favor of the Lord, you can't accomplish what he's calling you to do. It's too big. It's too grand. It takes too much, you know, resources and incredible opportunities and situations that you can't put together on your own to make happen what God truly has planned for each one of you in your life. Somebody say amen. So you're off the hook. Without God's favor, you can't do it. You can't get it done. So God's going to direct us to the things that on our own we could never do. And that's what we've got to be ready for as believers. We're going to jump hurdles that nobody else could jump in our lives. How? With the favor of God. You know what I mean? You know, favor is the one thing in our lives that can make God's vision possible for us. Think about that. We have an advantage over everybody else when we have the favor of God on our lives. It opens doors, right, that nobody else could open. It causes us to rise to the top. Everybody say, rise to the top, right? It makes us stand out. For some reason, you get the job. You stand out. You look and you're like, everybody's like, what is this? It's the favor of the Lord. It's God's favor for each and every one of us. It makes good things happen for no reason at all. And that's what we need. You know, we get that preferential treatment Come on, say that. Preferential treatment, right? That nobody else gets. Nobody else gets it, but you do. How else can you attribute that? Because we're just people, right? That's the favor of God. What does that look like, you know? Because things that you don't deserve to happen to you sometimes. Have you ever been there? Come on. Anybody that can testify, a few of you are like, no, I'm still waiting for that moment, Pastor. It's coming. I'm going to show you how to lock into that today. You know, just this week, I got a call from the manager at Longhorn. We eat out a lot. You guys have known me not long enough now, most of you that we eat out a lot, you know, maybe even a few servers from Longhorn in the house. You never know. Okay? But I get a call from the manager. He's like, hey, we're doing this thing on Wednesday. It's kind of like a customer appreciation thing. You think you and your wife could come? I'm like, sure, that'd be great. You know, and then we get up there to the restaurant. We're walking into the restaurant to go to this little appreciation thing. And I look over and my son Justin's car is over here. Jacob's car is over there. Jenna's over here. Up, Tom Miller, my buddy, his truck's here. I'm like, looking at my wife. I'm like, all right, what are you doing? She's got the manager in on it. She's planning something again. She does those things every now and then. And she's looking at me like, what are you doing? What are you planning? What's going on here? And we walk in. The manager meets us at the door. And he says, listen, this isn't just for all of the customers. This is just for you. And he invited 20 of our friends and family. He snuck around our lives and got Jenna working on some stuff. And so if anybody, you didn't get invited, it was Jenna's fault, okay? So there's people there, and he said, you guys are the legendary guest of the year here at Longhorn. And we were like, what? You know, how does that happen? He gives us a cake, gives us our meal for free, gives us a $150 Longhorn gift card, and then listen to this. He gives us the legendary card. This is a card that you can go to any Longhorn anywhere in the country or even maybe out of the country. And when you show this card, they have to do something for you. It's an appetizer or 25% off our meal we got over already with it. And it's like for life. For life, as long as if you don't, that's the one card we will not lose. I promise you. Right? But how do you explain that you're the legendary guest of the year? It's favor. There's no other explanation. There's hundreds of people that eat there and tip well, and they're actually nice like us to their servers. Some of you need to work on that. Okay, on the tip part too, right? You know, when we're, you know, don't go, oh, yeah, praise Jesus, here's a track. Never leave a track without 100. Right? So, Sonny's like, come on. You see, the bottom line, when it comes to favor, you can't work hard enough to get it. You can't be diligent enough to make it happen for you. You know, we can do everything in the world to try to make it happen. We can be faithful. We can work all that out. And that's all great. We should do all those things. But you still can't make everything happen that needs to happen in your life for you to fulfill the plan of God for your life without the favor of the Lord. You cannot. You've got to have it. So, you know, when God puts his favor on your life, anything is possible. All things are possible to those who believe, right? You can say, you know, hang on, it's about to get crazy here. When the favor of God's on your life, anything could happen. Anything is possible. So, you know, that if you look in the Bible, the favor of the Lord was on just about every character you could ever know or recognize or understand from the Bible. That's where all those 145 favors of the Lord scriptures are. They're on the patriarchs of the faith. I want to look at a few of those for a minute. Who had favor in the Bible? You know, let's start all the way back at the beginning. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 8, it says, but Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. How many of you guys know if God's going to kill everybody on the planet, it's good to have a little favor? Right? If God's going to flood the earth, don't you want to be the guy that gets the 120-year task of building the boat that's going to save you? But Noah, why did Noah find favor with the Lord? Because he loved him. Exodus 33:17, and the Lord said to Moses, okay, now we've gone from Noah to Moses, this very thing that you have spoken I will do, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name. When you have the favor of the Lord in your life, God knows your name. You hear what I'm saying, right? Moses was known by God, and when you walk in your life and you love the Lord and you give your life to Jesus Christ and you find a relationship with him, the favor of the Lord comes on your life and he knows your name. I love that. Let's keep going. 1 Samuel 2:26. Now the young man Samuel continued to grow both in stature and in what? Favor with the Lord and with people. What? You mean you can have favor with the Lord, but then he will give you favor with people on top of that? You see where I'm going here, right? The favor of the Lord is unlocking things here. It's showing us that, you know what? People are going to come alongside you and they're going to do things for you they didn't even want to do, didn't think they would do. But the favor of the Lord is going to come on your moment and they're going to go, I don't know why, but I know your transmission broke down. It's $1,200, but I just feel led to do this for you. Has anybody ever had a moment where somebody just blessed you and you don't even know why? It's the favor of the Lord on your life. And that's God's favor. Let's keep going. 1 Samuel 16:22. And Saul sent to Jesse saying, let David remain in my service, for he's found favor in my sight. How many of you guys know favor will get you the job? It'll get you the job. He's like, leave him. Let him remain under me. Let him remain in my service because he's found favor with me. You'll get the job because you find favor with people. You will be blessed by God because the favor of the Lord is on your life. Your business will prosper because the favor of the Lord will bring people to your business, not to the one next to you. All right? Esther 5:2. It keeps going. I'm just going to do a few more. And when the king saw Queen Esther standing in the court, she won favor in his sight. Favor of God will make you pretty. I need the favor of the Lord. The favor of God will get you noticed. You know, those of you who are single, if you're looking for that other significant person in your life, you need the favor of God to make you stand out to the one that God has called you to be with. Are you hearing me? You don't want to be with a loser. You want to have the favor of God make you shine to the perfect person in your life so that you can be who God's called you to be in your marriage. Everybody's like, you know what? I wish I would have known that. No, that's what my wife says. She's like, I didn't know that back then. Now I'm stuck. I'm kidding. Maybe. Luke 1:30. Let's keep moving. And the angel said to her, to Mary, okay, listen, don't be afraid, for you have found favor with God. Here we've got a young girl that God has placed his favor on her life, and what is she going to accomplish? She's going to bring the Savior of the world into the planet because she was willing to love God and say yes to his plan for her life, and his favor was on her, and she birthed Jesus Christ, who saved us, who went to the cross and set us free in our lives. It's an incredible thing. You know what? Then now Jesus is on the planet. How many of you guys know he needed favor too? It's right here in Luke chapter 2, verse 52, it says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Do you see the trail that favor is taking us through in here? Because it goes all the way up to right here where we're at in Proverbs 18:22. It says this, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. You know, I looked for a scripture for you guys. It wasn't in there. But you found favor. If you found a wife, you have found favor in your life, and it is a blessing of the Lord. I don't know how it applies back to them because I couldn't find any scripture. Totally kidding, but it wasn't in there. So what is happening here? You know, you are operating in the favor of God when you understand and you know that you're operating in the favor of God. See, the only power of the false is its ability to hide the truth. And if Satan can hide that you have the favor of God from you, he will keep you from walking in it. And that is something we cannot allow because we have been endorsed by God in our lives. And the favor of God is ours. It's on us. And we have to begin to walk in it and declare it and speak it over our lives. You have been endorsed. Anybody ever seen an athlete get an endorsement deal? You know, like Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, all those guys, they get shoes and different things. They become a representative of a brand. And in that brand, they endorse the product, the shoe or the golf club or whatever it is. And then people buy the product. That's what an endorsement deal is all about. They're like, you look good. We know you're really good at this, so we want you to represent us. You know, businesses are always looking for the next big endorsement person or deal out there. And I was curious, so I looked up the largest endorsement deal in history. And it was from, I would have thought for sure it would have been Nike, right? But it wasn't. It was actually Adidas. And the estimated value of this endorsement deal was $260 million for one person to wear shoes, smile, take pictures, go on vacation, go film commercials all over the world. It's a tough job. And then they got to play basketball too on top of that and wear their shoes. But the picture that I want to show you is of Derrick Rose. This is a guy who's playing for the Bulls right now. He got that $260 million deal. It was $94.3 million over 5 years as his salary, and the rest of that was the endorsement by Adidas. Hundreds of millions of dollars. And that is crazy when you think about it. And why would they want him? You know why? Because he was poised to be the greatest basketball player of his generation. Okay? And that is what we've got to remember when we, you can bring that down. That's what we've got to remember when we are looking at being endorsed by God, that God sees in us talent. He sees in us great things and accomplishments. He sees us as somebody who can take Jesus to the world. And he, with our endorsement package with him, will put his favor on us and we will shine to the world and we will become the greatest expression of God's love that people have ever seen. See, God has endorsed you and his favor is what makes that happen. You know, we've got to look into that. His favor will cause us to overcome things that look impossible in our lives. Come on, say amen. Let's look at Daniel. You know, they threw this guy in the lion's den, right? I mean, you would think that, well, that's not good. That's an obstacle in his life. So how could the favor of God be on Daniel when he's getting thrown in the lion's den? Well, what happened? He went into the lion's den and the favor of God shut the mouths of the lions. They couldn't eat him. They wanted to, I assure you. They were hungry, you know, because the guys that, when they pulled him out, now he's endorsed. Now the king's attention is on Daniel and he's looking at him and he's going, who's this guy that the lions didn't eat? And then he says, well, hold on, maybe they weren't hungry. And he throws the guards in there. And the lions ate them. It's like, okay, well, it wasn't the lions. There's something special about this guy. And he was endorsed by God, and he had the ability from that moment to speak into the life of the king. Think about that. God is calling each of us to that same place. Are we going to be free of obstacles in our lives? No. But favor lifts us above the obstacles, and we walk through them, and we become endorsed by the process of overcoming those obstacles. And now the power of God is there for each one of us to be who God's called us to be in the world for that moment. And that endorsement makes us his representatives. Isn't that amazing? So, does God favor us? What do you think? As believers, does he delight in us? I want to show you in scriptures, because this key will unlock all of this favor thing for each one of you right here. Isaiah 66, 2 says this, "For all those things that my hand has made and all those things exist, says the Lord, but on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit and who trembles at my word." You want to unlock the favor of God in your life? Have a contrite spirit. Humble yourselves. Humble yourselves before God and take upon you a desire to hear the word of God and to operate in the word of God in your life. Show him you love him, and all things will begin to work together for good for you. Because you.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family.
North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.